Hey, Roy, this is Kyle, and you say you left a note on my car, and it says that you hit my car. I'd like to know where that damage is. I can't see anything that was hit. But give me a call back at 21. Thank you. Yeah, hello?
Hey, Kyle, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah. Yeah. Where was the damage at?
Around the gas tank.
The gas tank?
Yeah, maybe you might have to open it up to kind of see where it is, because I had it opened up.
My gas tank?
Yeah, you know, I had the lid open.
Why did you have... you had the gas tank open on the car?
Yeah, on your car, I had it open.
You put fuel in.
Huh?
Why?
I was
Why did you do that?
I was siphoning gas out, and the siphoning hose I have, it's metal, so it kind of scratched on the side of the car. I didn't mean to, like, I let it go, and it just kind of hit the car roughly, and it, you know, left some marks.
Are you crazy?
No, it's just,
you were siphoning gas out of my car, and then you leave your number.
I lost my balance, and the siphoning, you know, the hose, the pump thing, it fell out of my hands and it hit your car, hit the side of the car.
And then you left your number.
Yeah, because I didn't...
Think that kind of stupid?
I didn't mean to damage your car. It's just a complete accident. I just thought I should do the right thing.
What? So you're siphoning fuel.
Well, that's not even illegal, so don't try to say that's illegal.
Siphoning fuel is not illegal.
No, it's not.
How is that not illegal?
It's just not. It's not in the law books, and there's nothing wrong with it. I didn't do anything wrong, except when I accidentally I dinged your car while I was doing it, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, because, yeah, I'm sure cops, they would... Oh, okay, yeah, he can lay him free, you know, he can siphon all the fuel he wants, right? That's how it works.
No,
and then you leave your number. I don't know what that's about.
Well, there's nothing wrong with siphoning fuel.
Why? You're siphoning fuel and then you leave your number. You realize people can trace numbers, right?
I haven't done anything wrong. That's what you're supposed to do when you ding someone's car. I left my number. I was doing the right thing.
Yeah, but you don't... If I wanted to, I could report you to the police and then they could trace your number.
Well, no, I was going to give you my insurance information anyway. You don't have to trace anything, you idiot.
I don't even see any damage to the fuel, any damage at all. It is what part of the fuel opening did you hit?
Oh, just kind of right around the lid. You know, maybe those scratches were already there.
I don't know. I mean, it's 2 years old. I mean,
maybe you just have...
I don't know. I don't know why. Is that, are you sure that's what you damaged? Did you change your mind or what?
No, I really did. And maybe you just have shitty eyes or something, but I can see it. It's plain as day.
Oh, I have shitty eyes, and you're the one siphoning fuel, and I have shitty eyes.
What's one have to do with the other? What is that? What are you trying to say?
Is this a prank?
No. What kind of prank would this be? That doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't know. Some jackass siphons fuel and then leaves his number. So.
Well, don't call me a jackass.
Tell me.
It's not even illegal to siphon fuel. You need to learn. Check up on your laws.
How is that stealing? That's stealing something that I purchased. How is that not
illegal?
It's
gas, though. It doesn't count. It's federal property. You're just leasing the gas from the gas station.
I'm leasing the gas and then burning it and okay, sure.
That's how it works. Like, read up on federal law, you fucking idiot.
You're going to call me a fucking idiot. Well, yeah, then the fucking idiot. I think you're the fucking idiot for siphoning fuel out of my fuel tank and then, you know, leaving your number.
I only took like half out, so you still have plenty.
Oh, just half? Okay. Well, I'm sure the fuel tank's, what, probably 20-some gallon. I mean, a half can be a lot of fuel, so
well,
that's stealing a lot.
I didn't steal anything. It's not your fuel to steal.
Oh, it's not... Okay, it's not my fuel. So,
yep.
It's my car, and it's in my car. So.
Well, I don't even want to argue, but if you say there's no damage, whatever, I don't need to give you my insurance information.
Oh, you don't get it? Okay. Alrighty. Well,
okay.
I don't see any damage here. But I just want to know what the hell. You left your fucking number, and you say, oh,
you're welcome for that.
Damaged your car while I was siphoning fuel. I don't know what the hell.
It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, you didn't do it on purpose. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, because you didn't siphon fuel on purpose. What? Did someone tell you to go siphon it?
No, I just needed the fuel. I was out.
You were out. Okay. Who are you?
None of your business. My name's Roy. That's all you need to know, since you don't need my insurance information, apparently.
Roy. Roy what?
I really got to go.
What's your last name?
I got to go.
You got to go.
I have things
after
to do.
Siphoning. So what if I call the cops then?
Well, go ahead. It's not illegal. Ask them.
It's not illegal.
No, ask
so
them.
So if I call the sheriff's station and I say, this guy left his number, he siphoned fuel, he said he siphoned fuel, and they say, oh, that's not illegal.
Yeah, that's
they're going to say it's illegal.
No, that's exactly what they'll say.
A lot of trouble for that. A lot of trouble. You can get in a lot of trouble for
that. I cannot. Siphoning gas is not illegal.
It's illegal. I bought the fuel. Okay? And you don't just leave your fucking number because now I can have it traced.
Let me guess. You're not a lawyer.
No, I'm not a lawyer, but I know some cops. I can call the cops. They can come to your house. And I don't know what kind of... fines or what, but you are going to get in trouble.
Oh, no, I'm not.
And I don't think that a couple gallons of gas is worth, you know, fines or jail time.
Okay.
So I don't know what the hell is your
problem.
Well,
I'll come clean with you, though. Oh, okay? Okay, I'm going to come clean with you. I didn't touch your car. I just left...
You didn't touch my car.
No, I just left the note as a prank. And he hung right up. He hung up mid-sentence. That was weird. Why did he do that?